and to adapt our lives to the program, Kurt R.
My name is Kirk. I'm an addict.
Hey, Kirk.
Come a long way, man. And it's kind of cold in this room, so I know I'm going to have to. No, I'll be straight. I know once I move around a couple of times, I'm going to be all right. But I can't, it's like something in me, man. The literature talks about in our meetings, there's this energy, a force. You know, there's something in me. It's like I'd be impregnated with the message of Narcotics Anonymous. I love this program, man. I have a unconditional love for the program of Narcotics Anonymous. And I'm going to share with y'all, look, from the rip, this is not a how-to workshop. I'm not Dr. Phil or no fucking body like that. So I ain't trying to tell you what you need to do. I'm just sharing, look, my experience, strength, and hope. I'd be remiss, man. I always share this, man. It's in the beginning of the basic text, and I always do a derivative of it. And it's the service prayer, and it goes, God grant us knowledge. The literature say that we may write. I say that I may share according to your divine precepts. Instill in me a sense of your purpose. It says, grant us knowledge. Okay, now grant me a bond of selflessness. Make me a servant of your will, that this may truly be your work. That no addict anywhere seeking recovery need die from the horrors of addiction. This workshop is what? Learning to adapt our lives to the program. I got it, man. No nonsense. It'll be in August. Grace of God, man, it'll be 16 years in this program, right? So I come in the era of shut the fuck up. That's the era I come in. I'm sharing. A lot of people don't get into that, and that's all right. It's a kinder, friendlier Narcotics Anonymous. And I don't know. I can't relate to it. I get into it. I do what I do, but I got into it. Hey, man, look, mine is about, we say in the Dayton area, a good ass whooping will go a long way. I didn't have to be convinced that this program, it wasn't like, you know, I had to run around and they was like, get a sponsor and all that. And I wasn't asking a whole bunch of questions, what is a sponsor, none of that. It wasn't no whole bunch of fight left in me when I rolled up in here. I'm getting kind of old, man, been around for a second. I came in here, I was 32, man, hell, I'm 48, and I ain't going to look like this for a long time, I'm sure. I'm sure, right? I know at some point I'm going to be wearing them hard shoes. With motherfucking long-ass socks and shit. And some suspenders, so. Look, I'm going to roll with what I roll with. But I love this, man. I love when it's done, man. I thank God what done happened, man. I thank God for the literature talks about the fundamental transformation. I thank God for that. Like I said, I didn't have to be convinced about all that, man. And step working God, man, it talks about, have you made peace with the fact that you're an addict? So it wasn't like, look, when I came up here, man, I had lost it all. I had lost it all, right? So I didn't have a whole bunch of questions about adapting my life. I didn't have no fucking life. This thing had taken everything from me. I lived with my ex-wife and her boyfriend in they fucking basement. That's what happened to me. Take the cut out your story. Quit bullshit. What life did you have? I was fucked up for real. That's what, man, I stay hooked up with this, man. I don't play with this, man. This thing is, man, it's a cunning enemy of life. So it's about bullshitting. Disease is about playing games, man, right? This thing right here, man, this thing, boy, it's recovery and relapse calls it a destructive, violent force. It wants to kill me. So it ain't playing games with me. So I don't play games with it. So what I did, man, when I came in the program, man, I got a sponsor. Y'all said, get a sponsor. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't like, what is a sponsor and all that bullshit. I didn't have to understand, you know, none of this, all this. I didn't know nothing about no work or no steps. I fit the literature, man. I was seeking the literature. The basic text said I was seeking the absence of pain. That's right. Coming here to sponsor people, share at the regional convention in New Jersey. come to do all this. This wasn't my lot in life. I didn't know the fuck this is what you're gonna be doing. I didn't, man. I'm not impressed with Sharon. I'm not. I done shared all across the country. All across the country. I ain't bragging. It's just that I'm just telling you the truth. I done shared, done the banquet in South Africa. Okay? I'm talking about what God did for a boy. I told you what happened to me. Right? In the end, what happened to me? I lived with my ex-wife and her boyfriend in a basement. Can't take no credit for none of this. Boy, and look, my story is I don't come from the ghetto. I ain't got no ghetto story. I got no excuses, man. Y'all took all my excuses away. The fuck, you take responsibility, man, for the first time in your life for what the fuck happened to you. And shut your damn mouth. That's what they told me. Shut the hell up. You're always talking shit. They was like, sit the fuck down. Shut up. I was like, okay. My first 18 months, man, I didn't say nothing in this program. Not a damn thing. But I was grinding, man. I'm talking about grinding. Bumping and grinding, man. Learning to adapt my life to the program of Narcotics Anonymous, man. Having had a spiritual awakening. Right? I'm talking about after the whooping, man. I'm talking about the whooping. I'm talking about that unconditional whooping. Right? The one with a no, my man used to say a no bounce back bottom. None of that shit. I done had nothing left in that, man. It was like, okay, whatever y'all say do, I'm going to do. So I did what y'all said do, man, right? This program has changed my life. Something like almost damn near 16 years later, man. I'm talking about a boy who had lost it all. A boy who came from a good family. My father was an engineer. My mother worked in the school system, right? I had, you know, all the opportunity in the world. It wasn't about, you know, it ain't about like, is he smart enough? It wasn't about that. We don't give a fuck about how smart you think you are. That's what y'all told me. We don't care. Sit your smart ass down. That's what they said, right? You can sit down. Now you can tell us all this bullshit. I could talk all that shit. I'm losing my voice. I could tell you, and I always shared it, I could tell you about if two parallel lines are crossed by a transversal, alternate interior angles are equal, corresponding angles on the same side of the transversal are equal. I could talk about assets, liability, income, capital, and expenses. Assets have a natural debit balance. Huh? Expenses have a natural debit balance. Liability, income, and capital have a natural credit balance. I couldn't get my genius ass up off the floor. They was like, you smart motherfucker, get away from the window since you so smart. So it ain't about where you come from, man. Look, I had to get down to my right size. That was the thing. That was the hit for me to take the cut out of my story. Get down to your right size. I tell you, man, life has a way of humbling you. Like I said, I'm getting older. I done been through all that process of the hell is that, the colonoscopy and all that shit, right? Done that. Where they go up in you, right? I'm talking about they go up in you for real. It's like I had got date rapes and shit. Motherfucker go up in you so you just go on your tiptoes. Huh? I'm talking about shit that happens to you. I'm talking about the things in this, how life is so humbling, man. How things, man, and if it wasn't for this program, I never had the wherewithal. I never had the intestinal fortitude to do what the hell I was supposed to do. Go to the basic text. I'm a literature man. I have no qualms about going to the literature. I know it's, to me, it's kind of weird. We got people in Narcotics Anonymous who talk about why they go to the literature. Huh? Because it's our literature. Where the fuck we supposed to go? What do you want us to do? Huh? We find the steps in the literature. They share from the book. They don't share their experience. We share from the book because we read the book. You talk about that shit because you don't read it. You don't know what the fuck is in it. You got a problem with what's in it because you won't go there. Don't fuck with me because I go there. I'm not asked to share normally twice in one place. They like, this motherfucker can't come back. Look, page 128, I found a new home in the Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous. My life again has meaning. I have found that I have but one calling, right? One calling. I got an associate's degree, a bachelor's degree, an MBA in business economics, all because of the Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous. Graduated summa cum laude, motherfucker, right? Lottie-dotty, we like to party. Huh? I need to share with y'all, I'm fucked up on some things. I share with them all the time, I was one of them boys who when he came out, they should have just handed me one of them helmets and said, boy, get on that little bus there. I want to, and if you sitting in a Narcotics Anonymous meeting, something wrong with your ass too. So that's why y'all laughing.
Sure. You're gonna put them on a short bus.
But I'm talking about one calling, man. Look, I'm talking about one calling. Look, it works how and why. The beginning of it works how and why. I love this, man. Check this out. Through the process of writing a book about the experience of a fellowship as diverse as ours has been lengthy, we saw all barriers and stumbling blocks fade away in light of our primary purpose. If you an addict, now if you something else, I don't know what the fuck to say, right? I understand. We got some people, you know, it talks about adapting yourself to the program. We got some people who are, I call them guest stars in Narcotics Anonymous. They come around on the anniversary. They want to share. Let me share. I love Narcotics Anonymous is what they say. I love this motherfucking program. I'm like, hey, where the fuck you been? You come around one time a year and you love Narcotics Anonymous. So we got guest stars in here. So through the process of writing a book about the experience of a fellowship as diverse as ours has been lengthy, we saw all the barriers and stumbling blocks fade away in the light of our primary purpose to carry the message to the still self-addict. That one purpose, right, clear and powerful, stands alone, God damn, in our collective conscience as the only thing that really fucking matters. This didn't say matter. I just put that other part in there. But matters. Our primary purpose, man, I'm talking about one calling, man. I'm talking about, I thank God. I don't want to give none of that back. I thank God for God. I'm talking about where it talks about a personality change. I thank God that he changed my recovery and relapse talks about our inner motivation. I thank God that he did that. But there's nothing like this, man. There's nothing like the program of Narcotics Anonymous. There's nothing like carrying this message. There's nothing like seeing somebody's life messed up like yours was, working with them, and then seeing them join society. Huh? It talks about the quintessential spirit. The pure spirit. The quintessential spirit, man. One addict helping another. Service work, man. I'm talking about doing something for the first time. It says our self-centeredness can take a back seat. Doing something, getting the fuck out yourself. Doing something good for yourself. Look, Narcotics Anonymous is a worldwide fellowship. Worldwide, man. We in something like 116 different countries. We have 40,000 weekly meetings in Narcotics Anonymous. We invoke this group consciousness 40,000 times weekly. This is what we done, man. I'm talking about a program. How in the fuck can I say, talk about I got a life when I didn't have shit? So you get that bullshit, man. Look, I'll get to that later. But let me tell you, we got a worldwide web, right? I'm going to give you the web address. It's www.stopgettinghighmotherfucker.com. All right? It's a little lengthy, so we just put it down to na.org. Look, man. I don't know. It's like, it's a beautiful topic, but it's like, here's what I want to share. I know y'all all from this. I'm from the Midwest, from Ohio, right? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And we come a long way, man, to come up here. But I got some good friends up here, man. I got some good people, man, up here. And I love y'all, man. Right? Wendell, Scott, man. I love y'all, man. For real, man. I love y'all to death, man. I thank God for y'all. Thank God for people, man, who are committed to the program of Narcotics Anonymous. Because we got a lot of things going on, man. And it's like, look, I'm kind of tired. I guess I get just to fuck to share where I'm at a little bit. I'm kind of tired of motherfuckers coming in our meetings talking about they don't like our meetings. People come in here, I'm tired of y'all talking about the fellowship. I'm tired of people gossiping. You knew the motherfucker was a gossiper before you even got with their ass. Don't blame that shit on Narcotics Anonymous. Come on, man, get real. You knew they was fucked up. That's why you went to them, because you wouldn't come to us. You ain't coming to nobody who's reading the literature, who's talking about step work, who's talking about service work. But you'll go to anybody else, and you know they done fucked around on 10 other people, and now they talk about you. And you want to come and talk about us. Well, let me tell you something. We got a tradition that says this. You can freely come and freely go. So my head is this. If you don't want to be here, get the fuck out. But if you want to be here, keep coming back. But quit talking about people in the fellowship. Quit fucking with them. Get with your sponsor. Get with some step work. Get in service work. Do something for this fellowship and quit talking that bullshit. We need to take our meetings back, man, for real. I don't know about that, but that's what happens in our area. And you got people that come from treatment facilities. Talk about the other fellowship. Why the fuck go? You like them so much, we ain't scared of that no more, man. Narcotics Anonymous is a fellowship on its own. We stand on our own. If you don't like us, then help us or go. Shit. Taking up our meetings with that bullshit. That's me, man. So, they told me to share. Where the fuck you at? I come a long way to do that. I do it in my area. Shit. They be like, something wrong with this motherfucker, for real. I be like, you right. Yeah. I mean, I love this, man. I love what it done, man. I ain't never lived like this, man, in my life, man. I ain't never lived like this. And I tell you, I came from a good family. Had the best opportunities in the world. I never have been this free, man. To be able to share, to be able to serve, man, to do what you're supposed to do for the first time in your life. So I defend this, man. I'm a Narcotics Anonymous zealot. Shit. People talk about the NA police. That ain't shit. Shit. I'm the damn NA commissioner. The mayor elect. Shit, I defend this, man. I believe in this. And if people start standing up for this, man, this thing is booming, man. Narcotics Anonymous is booming. We got meetings everywhere, man. We got all kind of formats. We got things going on in this program, man, that is transforming lives. So why do we sit and allow people to talk that shit? Get with their ass. You know what I'm saying? We got people, man, sharing on the third and fourth step, been around 60 fucking days. What are you sharing on? What the fuck you talking about? You know what I mean? For real. Tell them. Tell them like they told me. Yeah. Shut the fuck up. Damn, do some step work, man. Get involved. Do something first. Then come and talk that stuff, man. So I don't know. Like I said, I come kind of hard. And I don't believe in mixing the message. All that good stuff. We need to be mindful of what the group booklet talks about, the speakers that are chosen, need to be working and living the program of Narcotics Anonymous. I understand you go other places. I had a problem earlier. I understand you do that. That's beautiful. We love you too. That ain't our message. And to sit there and just clap, that ain't our message, man. Get the message right. Our message ain't like it's a 20-page dissertation. Our message is that an addict, any addict, can stop using drugs, lose the desire to use, and find a new way to live. It ain't all that other stuff. That's beautiful. I'm glad you got God. We thank you for getting God. But let everybody else get God. Don't force God down nobody's throat. The literature talks about the talk of God repelled us.
Yeah.
Huh? Second step say we were lacking a working relationship with the God of our understanding. So that's the hit, man. He telling me 5 minutes. He said, we love you. I had to walk out. That's all I'm going to say. Oh, God, it kills me sometimes. Well, it's the burden I got to carry. But I chose this way, man. I love this way, man. I love Narcotics Anonymous. I love y'all. I thank God for y'all. Everything I got from Narcotics Anonymous. Right? I wear 2 watches. Symbol, Narcotics Anonymous. I got Narcotics Anonymous underwear on. The inscription reads, more be revealed. I wear one for Dr. Jekyll, the other for Mr. Hyde. I want to be armed, pardon the pun, with Narcotics Anonymous. So if you're talking shit about this program, I got a problem with you. I guess I need to shut the fuck up, huh? My bad.